Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Dave Oliva is a listener of ours. He lives in Monterey Park, and he has is doing something proactive about speeding, as are many people across the country. In fact, and I don't want to start off on a bad foot as a bad neighbor, but in my neighborhood, I saw some guy just screaming ass down the street the other day at about 60. And I guess I'm going to have to go talk to him. I got four kids, and it isn't cool. I don't care if the wind feels great whipping through your ears. And it's a new convertible Mercedes, and the new ones look nice. But you know what, dude? That's what freeways are for, I think. Not on my street. Anyway, in Arlington, Virginia, fed up with motorists who zoom past 25-mile-an-hour speed limit signs, residents of the city's Leon Park section are out in force. The police have given them radar guns. And when you see somebody speeding, you point the gun at them, and you then clock their speed. Now, what they do here is, do they send them a letter? Yeah, the scofflaws then get a letter, which is no legal standing, suggesting they ease off the gas. So what they're doing is they're clocking the speeds of these people, then the police send them a letter suggesting they ease off the gas. They're not getting a ticket, they're just getting a letter. And people are aware of the fact that they are being that they're being watched. Now, in Monterey Park, Mr. Oliva, did you get a hold of a radar gun?
Yes, Mr. Henry. I have a cousin who lives in the Arlington Park area in Leon Park, and he had two radar guns, which he sent one of them to me in the mail, and I do use it here in the Monterey Park area. I live near Interstate 10. There is an awful lot of traffic. There's also some industrial traffic, too, but I do that, you know, if for the same reason these people do, because we want to keep a safe neighborhood.
What does the radar gun look like? I've never seen one. How do you use one?
It's basically, it is shaped like a gun. You do point it. It has a digital readout that tells you the speed. When you see a vehicle or any moving object go by, you simply pull a trigger. That releases the radar. The radar comes out of the gun and goes on top of the car. I'm not sure how it works exactly, but
You point it at the object moving.
You point it at the object moving, yes, sir. Then you see a digital readout of the speed, and you get your speed. Now, I clock people, and if they're speeding, I write down their license plate number, and I can get them a letter going.
So are you doing this to copy the people in Arlington?
Yes, sir. When I first heard about this, I heard about this from my cousin, as I said, who lives in this neighborhood. He got a hold of one of these radar guns. He told me what they were doing. He told me that they were clocking people going through the neighborhood and writing them letters. He said it was pretty good because all these people who like to speed through neighborhoods, you know, who think they're so tough, you know, and like in your neighborhood, you know, they think they're so cool. They got a convertible Mercedes, or they think they're bitching or something. What we do is, you know, I can bring the hammer down on top of them with their radar gun.
Yeah, but see, one of the things that this guy is in a neighborhood with the radar gun that's endorsed by the police. They've given them these radar guns, and they're asking for the active support of the community. You got this from your friend, from your cousin, and you don't have any police support, correct?
As of this time, no, sir, I don't have any active support from the police. I am doing this as an individual who is concerned about speeding in my neighborhood, yes.
And so what do you do when you see somebody speeding? What are you supposed to do? You see a guy going down the street, you're going to write this guy a letter. You have his license plate number, but without any support from the police, what do you do?
Well, it's a good question. First of all, I want to say that I don't know how to say this, but I do have a contact at the Department of Motor Vehicles. I'm able to get license numbers, and I can, within probably 15 minutes, get someone's address.
You have a contact in the DMV?
Yes, I do.
How illegal is that?
I don't know. I mean, I don't think that it is.
I mean, how illegal is that, using a contact that you have in the DMV, looking up DMV records, and then what do you do?
You have to understand something, sir. I'm not doing anything to threaten these people. I'm sending them letters. I'm telling them to ease off. Since this program has been so successful in Virginia, this is a good possibility that giving certain citizens this ride, I think.
No, wait a second. You got a radar gun. That's one thing. I'm not sure I got any problem with you having a radar gun. But the fact that you got a friend in the DMV looking up addresses, and then what do? You write him a letter?
Yes, I write him a letter, and I tell him what I think. You know, I mean, the fact of the matter is, I don't like people speeding through my neighborhood. Last year, we had two fatalities from people speeding, okay? So I do write them letters, and I let them know in no uncertain terms to slow down.
If I gave you my license number, do you think that you could get my address?
I could get it within 15 minutes.
I'm going to take you off the air for a second. I'm going to take myself off the air, and I'm going to give you my license number, okay?
Well, I mean, I have to call, you know, to see if my friend is still at work.
Well, you call and see if he's there. You can get my address.
Yes, I can.
All right, hold on for a second, folks. I'm going to go off the air. I'm going to give this guy my address. Make sure he stays on the line, Mike. And I'm going to see... I'm going to give him my license number, see if he gets my address. Hold on for just a minute. Okay, hold on. Right, I'm going to put you back on, Dave. I'm going to put you back on, Dave, okay? Did you get it? That's it, yes. Okay, you're going to call him?
I'll call. You said that you have a break coming up, right?
I got a break coming up in a few minutes. You're going to call him.
That's correct.
And you'll get my address.
I will have your address, yeah.
And so long as you're not giving that address out to anybody else.
No, sir, I'll keep it in confidence. But I tell you that I think that you don't have to worry about me because I am, you know, I want to be at law enforcement. I want to be LAPD. So I'm not here to try to, you know, mess you up or anything, you know. I think this is a good way to keep speeders, you know, from hurting people.
Yeah, but you got a friend of the DMV who's giving you addresses. I don't know. What do you put in the letter?
I write down, I say, dear, you know, like I just say, dear sir, you know, I saw you going through my neighborhood, you know, you were going really fast, I clocked you at such and such speed, you know, don't disrespect my neighborhood, slow down the next time you're here, you know, because I'm watching you, man, and, you know, you're gonna mess with me, I can turn around and mess with you, you know, you mess with me, you lose, you know, if you don't mess with me, you win, but if you mess with me, you lose, that's all I say.
And you don't find that threatening, you don't find that torturous, you don't find that the least bit violation of any law?
No, sir, I don't, because, like I said, I have, you know, I have the radar gun, and I think that this same program has been so successful in Virginia, there's a good possibility that giving certain citizens actual police-issue service revolvers is the next logical step. I think it's a good idea. The radar gun gives our giveaway has been successful. Police issue service revolvers are police issues, so they're free, so they are going to be safe for people to use, you know, like kids and everybody. All right? So I think there's two good...
Wait a second. Are you telling me because the cops are giving out radar guns, they should give out actual cop guns?
To people who are law-abiding citizens, and to, for instance, myself, I am a, you know, I want to be in law enforcement, I want to be LAPD.
And so the cop is going to give you a service revolver, and what are you going to do with that?
Help to enforce the law, you know.
Well, that ain't going to happen, man. I mean, there's no cop out there that's going to... There's no police agency out there that's going to start passing out their guns, with considering the problem we have with guns.
Yeah, but if you think about it, this is a police-issue service revolver. A police-issue service revolver are the safest guns out there. So they're safe for anybody to use, even if a kid gets a hold of it. When is the last time you heard about a kid getting shot... with a, you know, shooting himself with a police gun? You never hear about that. They are the safest, and after I'm able to make a few callers, then I believe LAPD will work with me to try to get me into the academy. And
look, I admire the fact that you want to be a, and our number, by the way, 1-800-449-8686. I admire the fact that you want to be LAPD. I admire the fact that you want to keep speeders out of your neighborhood. But I think if you want to be LAPD, you have to do it legal. You have to conduct yourself in a legal manner.
Mr. Henry, I think that I am, and I think that I'm supporting LAPD. I just think I don't like to have no speeders, and I would like for them to give me a police gun. You know,
that's a 9mm Beretta, police issue service revolver. You know that?
Yes, sir. I'm completely familiar with it. I have my own combat course out back. You know,
I've seen these combat ranges. All right, you have a combat range?
I have one in my backyard. Yes, sir.
Here is Loma Vista on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
This guy sounds like some kind of a gangster vigilante. This is really
no,
scary.
Ma'am. No,
you know,
I live in a neighborhood. We've got a lot of speeders. You know.
Well, we had the same problem in our neighborhood, and we had a petition circulated, and then we brought it to the city council, and they eventually put a speed bump in. But we also put a speed limit signs, and
right,
there's so
I mean,
many other things to do.
We've had two fatalities in our neighborhood, okay, and nobody's done nothing in the last year, all right? In Arlington, Virginia, they're giving radar guns out to the people that live there, and the police write letters to the people that are speeding. I'm simply circumventing a lot of that hassle, and I'm getting right to it.
Well, I think you just sound so scary. You sound like you have so much rage inside of you.
I don't have no rage. I just don't want nobody killing no kids where I live, okay?
I think there's other actions you can take, and you are not allowed to use private information in that way, and I sure
you can't go to the DMV and...
Well, I'm doing it. I'm doing it, man. What are you going to do about it?
What am I going to do about it? Let me tell you something. I'm not sure I'm going to do anything about it, but I'm going to tell you, somebody will do something about it. Somebody's going to see you standing up there with your radar gun.
So you want to see kids get run over? I got to protect my hood from speeders, okay?
Look, I got no problem with you protecting your neighborhood from speeders. I'm saying using your friend of the DMV.
Well,
I wonder really how effective that would be.
Well, I mean, I have been able to pinpoint quite a few license plates in the last 2 months that I've had a radar gun.
Don't you have anything better to do than to use a radar gun and then to write people letters and use all those guns and whatever you have in your backyard? Don't you work?
Ma'am, I want to be LAPD. That's the biggest dream of my life, okay? Right now I have my own auto detailing business, but I eventually do want to be a police officer with the Los Angeles, the Los Angeles Police Department.
Try writing a letter to your local city council, first of all. Take legal action.
You know something? That is such a waste of time. Everybody's sitting on their thumb. I want to get action now, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't want no little kid getting crushed. And if you want to see kids get crushed, you know, that's your business, okay? I don't want to see no kid get crushed by cars. Right? You know what I'm saying? Okay.
All right, ma'am. Thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. This is Dave Oliva, and we have him on the line. He has got a hold of a radar gun that he got from his cousin in Arlington, Virginia, and he's clocking speeders through his neighborhood. And using a friend at the DMV, he's tracking down their home addresses and writing them letters. I think the most frightening thing about his program is he feels because he's using the radar gun responsibly, now he wants the cops to send him a real police service 9mm Beretta that he can now use, what are the words? To make callers. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Kind of be who I am, you know.
You want to be a police officer someday?
Yes, sir. I want to be LAPD because I think that the Los Angeles Police Department is the best police department in the world.
Well, what you're doing, I suspect, using your friend at the DMV is illegal. It's the Phil Hendry Show here at 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686, talking with Dave Oliva, who, you know, got no problem giving me your last name, Dave.
I don't care. I got nothing to hide because I believe in law enforcement, okay?
Well, you got a hold of a radar gun from a friend of yours in Arlington, Virginia. You're clocking speeders in your neighborhood. You're finding out their address using a friend of yours at the DMV, and you're writing them letters. How many letters have you written to people?
Excuse me?
How many letters have you written to speeders?
I wrote 20 letters. I got one letter that I wrote to a guy, and he came back through my neighborhood. And I know who this guy was. He's in a brown Corolla. He come back through my neighborhood one more time. And I went over to his house.
You went to the guy's house?
Yes, sir, I did, you know, because this guy had not come through just one time. He came through twice.
Okay, so now that's threatening people, right? And
no, sir. I mean, I did not.
Well, what did you say? You went to his house?
I went over to his house. The guy lived in La Cañada. And I went up to him and I said, you know, what's up with you? You come through my neighborhood two times, man. I clocked you going 45 and a 25. And I want to be LAPD someday, so I'm now giving you official notice to slow down on account of I want to be LAPD, okay?
And wait a second. You went to the guy's house and said, I'm giving you a 45. And a
Mr. Henry, what I was doing is I was telling him I was.
No, wait. You said I'm giving you official notice. You're doing 45 and a 25, and on account of I want to be LAPD, you're on official notice.
That's correct.
And you want the L.A. Police Department to issue you a service revolver.
Okay, you know something, man? If you don't understand about law enforcement and about keeping people, you know, I'm trying to keep the speeders out of my neighborhood, then you don't know what's going on.
Yeah, you know what, pal? Maybe I don't. But, you know, you're a little whack going to a guy's house and thinking you're going to become a cop with the LAPD. That's all I'm trying to say. Portland on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi, this is Sunny. I used to work for the motor vehicle department here in Oregon 15 years ago.
That's a whole different thing, man.
Well, I know in Oregon it is completely illegal for anybody to get your address, and you can't even go and get it if you've had a car accident.
Well, that's Portland. You know, that's not...
Well, it should be everywhere, and I can't believe that it's legal in California, because I can tell you, I just talked to a friend of mine at Motor Vehicle here, and they said if somebody has given you information there in L.A., they can lose their job and you can go to jail.
Well, you're up in Oregon, okay? That's got nothing to do with L.A., you know? And another thing...
Wait a second. You're going to tell me it's legal for people... You got a friend of the DMV in California giving out information. You're telling me that's legal in California and illegal in Oregon?
Oh, I'm just saying, you know, I care about speeders, you know. I don't want nobody running no kid down. That's all I'm saying.
Well, it's all nice and great that you care. Why don't you start a neighborhood watch program then and get the police to back you and support you?
But I want to be LAPD someday, okay? I don't want to do no candy-ass neighborhood
watch.
You
won't be doing it this way, I can guarantee you. There won't any police department in the United States that would hire you.
Well, because I want to be LAPD? You want me to do some candy-ass neighborhood watch?
You have to follow the chain of command. You can't do what you're doing.
You work the DMV.
It's illegal what you're doing. And anybody, if you went to that guy's house, I'd file charges against you.
Wait a second. You went, file charges against me for what? If you come speeding through.
Well, you said you threatened the guy.
No, I didn't.
Well, let's say this lady who's on from Portland went through your neighborhood. What would you say to her if you went to her house?
I would simply say, hello, ma'am. You know.
Would you ring her doorbell?
Yes, sir.
Okay, go ahead. She's answered the door.
Hello, ma'am. I clocked you doing a 45 in my 25, which is where I live. Okay?
And I'd ask you, are you a police officer or anybody of the law?
Well, no, I'm not. But, like, I seen you. Well, does that mean you get to go fast?
How did you get my address?
Because the DMV, like, told me about it.
Well, then I would not only get your name and how you got it from DMV, because here you'd be in jail.
Well, what is that noise that's making? What is that noise?
Well, that's my bird just sitting on my shoulder.
Why do you have the bird?
Because he's my pet.
Yeah, but what do you got him on your shoulder for while you're talking to me?
What difference does that make?
Because then I could legally say that you were trying to threaten me.
With my bird?
Well, yeah.
Will you get real?
Well, why is it on your... You said it's on your shoulder?
Correct.
Are you trying to mess with me or something?
How would my bird be messing with you? My bird is my pet and goes everywhere with me.
Man, that is whack, you know. That's whack.
Oh, sweetie, you're whack.
Well, okay, thank you, ma'am, for your call. I don't know where you're going with this, buddy. You go to the lady's house and say, are you threatening me with a bird?
I just think it's unusual for her to be standing there with no bird, you know. I feel like, by the way, I got your address.
You got it.
My friend just called, yeah.
Hold on for a minute, folks. Off the air, I want to hear this. Okay, Dave?
Yes, sir.
If I ever find out that you've used that, he does have my address. If I ever find out...
No, sir, I'm not going to use your address for nothing. You said to me that you want to meet...
Now, I understand. I was testing you. I'm going to tell you right now, if I ever find out that you used it or somebody comes to my house saying that they know you, there's going to be big trouble.
Well, I mean, you know, I don't know how I feel about you threatening me.
I'm not threatening you.
That's like that lady with her bird, you know. See, you don't know that...
I didn't threaten you, and she didn't threaten you, all right?
Just don't speed in my hood, and we'll be cool.
I ain't going through Monterey Park, you know? I mean, there's a sit-and-sleep down there that I go to, but...
Just don't go through my hood, that's all.
San Diego on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm a detective with the San Diego Police Department.
Yes, sir.
I just want to let you know that what this guy's doing is absolutely illegal.
What am I doing? I'm just getting information.
No, you're getting information illegally. This is information that is not just open to the public. As a matter of fact, your friend who works for the DMV is also operating illegally.
In big trouble.
And what I would suggest that you do is that you notify DMV and let them know that inquiries have been made, and they should be able to find out who ran your license or your license plate number.
I should do that, sir?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks a lot, Phil. Thank you for stabbing me in the back. You have me on your program. You're going to stab me in the back?
You know what? You have no reason being a cop.
Hold on for a minute, sir. Everybody hold the line for just a second. I got a break. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry. Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. I got Dave Oliva on the line. Sir, he's got a radar gun that he got from one of these radar gun passouts the police are doing in Arlington. You got it from a friend of yours or cousin of yours. Now, you're telling me with your radar gun, you've seen cops speeding.
I've seen cops speeding through my neighborhood, and I like to clock them. And then one cop I chased because...
You chased a cop?
Yes, sir, I did.
How do you chase a cop and clock his speed with a radar gun?
Because I had the radar gun out the window. Basically, I'm using a one-handed maneuver. I'm driving with my right hand, and I'm... I mean, if you don't believe me...
No. I want to hear this. You're chasing a cop. You got you got your hand on one wheel. You got your hand on...
Mr. Henry, you know, I believe in law enforcement. I believe in the LAPD, and I believe in police officers all over America. And if you...
No, I want to know. Are you chasing a cop?
I did chase one police officer coming through my neighborhood. Yes, sir.
So you got one hand on the wheel and the other, the radar gun hanging out the window?
Yes, sir. Because he's going fast, and I'm sure you have heard many occasions where the police have heard people going too fast. So,
well, what are you going to do, give him a ticket? Come on.
Cops have to be accountable for their actions, too. Not just regular people who drive in cars that are not marked, you know. Cops, too.
All right, let me get back to this gentleman in San Diego as a police detective in San Diego. Well, you were making the... What about this guy chasing cops? Now, there's got to be a law against that. As a matter of fact, I know there's a law against ambulance chasing, isn't there?
No, but what about the police who are going through neighborhoods endangering the lives of little kids?
Well, what you do is then you call up the police department to file a complaint, but you don't go chasing cops. That's unsafe. You're going to get yourself hurt. You're an overzealous person. You've got the serious wannabe attitude. You'll never pass the grade, buddy. I'm sorry. You probably realize that, and you're trying all your heart to be a cop, but you're never going to make it.
You're doing all this illegal stuff, Dave.
You're
talking about accountability, but yet you're doing illegal actions yourself.
Well,
Dave.
What about
Come
Sandy?
On.
Well, you know,
you're talking about accountability, but yet you're doing something totally illegal involving another person who works inside the DMV who has access to information on everybody within the state.
What okay? about San Diego?
You're abusing it.
What
you
about
are abusing
San Diego
it.
PD? Don't they want to be LAPD?
No, we don't. We're our own department.
What do you mean doesn't San Diego PD?
You're telling me that San Diego PD don't look at LAPD and go, man, that's big time?
No.
You telling me they never do that?
No,
these guys are cops, man. They're not movie stars, okay? They're not looking to go move to a bigger studio.
Thank you, Phil.
Thank you, sir, for your call. 1-800.
Oh, you got to be putting me on, man, that San Diego PD don't, like, just want to be LAPD real bad.
They're cops. They're not movie stars. They work in their communities.
After that cop saw me, he turned on his lights, and I almost wrecked my Impala trying to catch him. So he definitely was trying to get away from me.
You're in your Impala, huh?
Yeah, what about it? It's two-tone. Why?
Jesus. Covina.
What's that supposed to mean?
Nothing. You're chasing a cop in your two-tone Impala. That's perfect. Here's Covina on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
I want to say something. I believe in law enforcement, okay? You want to laugh at law enforcement and the fact that little kids are getting crushed by people? And
buddy, you chasing a cop in your two-tone Impala with a radar gun hanging out the window makes me laugh. Yeah.
Buddy, I feel sorry for you, man.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
You know, listening to you, you sound like a joke. You know, there's no shortcuts in life. You know, you haven't really grasped that conception. You have to go,
to
schooling and do stuff. You're crazy.
I'm crazy,
you're
okay?
You're out here hunting people down, you know?
Hey,
what's it going to be next with your gun? You're going to go toting around your gun, your big bad gun, trying to, you know.
Hey, let me tell you something.
You know, I got a big bad gun here,
you're
beating in my neighborhood. And let me tell
you
something.
Would you talk to me like that
cops?
If I had my 9mm on you? Would you,
you know
talk
what?
To me like that?
You know what? You know what?
I'm going to be LAPD someday if you want.
You're such a joke.
Why am I a joke?
You'll never make the cut. You're never going to make the cut.
What do you know about the LAPD?
You know, I know a lot more than you do, and I know that LAPD cops would not be doing scandalous stuff
cops?
Like that.
Oh, no, you never heard of Ramparts? Yeah, right. Yeah, no, they'd never do no bad stuff.
Well,
I'm
do you want to be...
They really buckled down.
Let me ask you a question, kid. Do you want to go in the grand tradition of Ramparts? You want to keep the corruption going?
I'm saying those cops did what they had to do.
The cops at Ramparts.
They did what they had to do, man. You got to bust heads when you got to bust
You're
heads.
You're crazy.
You're out of your freaking mind. I'll
You're
tell you
nuts.
Something else. They've had to overturn 90 freaking convictions. They're costing the county millions of dollars. Those coppers did nothing but bad. They screwed up every case. All that scum's back out on the street that they put in. You realize that, don't you?
Hey, you got to do what you got to do.
Oh, you got to do what you got to do.
You're being very effective.
What a freaking idiot.
You could stand out in the middle of the street with a big red sign that says, please slow down.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's going to do a lot of good.
Put some cones, big orange cones all around yourself out in the middle of the street and just ask them to hold a big sign that says, please slow down.
Wait a second.
You're sitting here doing everything all sneaky and underhanded.
Is that what you would do?
Yes.
Yeah.
If it was that bad, I'd go out there, I'd dress like a clown, put a little clown nose on, draw attention to myself that I don't want speeders in my neighborhood.
And you know something, man? You might as well put that orange cone on your head then, because that's not going to do no good, lady.
You're crazy.
No, I'm not crazy. I'm being proactive in my neighborhood, trying to keep the people from speeding through the neighborhood. And when the cops find out the good work I'm doing, they will give me my own 9mm
gun.
No,
they're going to put you in the same asylum.
No,
you're
going to
be put in a crazy house.
I will be LAPD, and then I'm going to get to go to the LA Police Academy and everything. You'll see.
You're crazy.
What are you laughing at?
You're crazy.
What are you laughing at?
You are crazy.
I don't like it when a woman laughs.
Are you married? Does your wife know you're doing this?
I have a girlfriend right now. We have a six-month-old daughter.
Yeah.
Oh, God, man. Take care of your wife. Take care of your daughter, okay?
You're so sorry.
Hey, you know something? No woman laughs at me, okay? That's number one.
You're sorry. What are you, a wife beater?
No, I don't.
No woman laughs at me. Oh, you're big and bad.
Good God, I hate you. You're real big and bad. Okay. Oh, God, I hate you.
Listen to this guy.
He's crazy. And he wants to get a gun. He wants to get a gun and go door to door and say you've been speeding at my house.
Let me tell you something. I don't like to bust heads, but sometimes I got to bust heads, okay? What do you think about that?
You gonna bust her head?
Oh, I hate her so much.
This guy is a freaking mental case. You ever become a cop? Well, I guess it won't be the first time they let a nutcase in.
What's that supposed to mean? He's not going to get in.
There's no way. You have to pass certain tests. And when you're found out, because I know you're going to be found out. Somebody's going to have a gun in your house. You go knocking out their door. They're going to have a gun in their house, and they're going to shoot at you.
Hey, if I came to your door,
all I would say to you... What about the LAPD now?
What would you say if you came to this lady's door?
All I would say to her is, you know, lady, you were speeding through my neighborhood, okay? Why don't you chill out on that, okay?
You would laugh at me?
You would laugh at me?
I'd laugh in your face and I'd call the cops.
That's when I got to bust heads, okay?
So you'd bust her head open.
My husband would probably tackle your ass down, and we'd probably wait for the police to come and arrest you.
Your husband, what, is he some kind of like a football player or something?
Yeah, a matter of fact, he is.
That's so bogus. I don't believe
none
of that.
How much do you weigh? Like a buck 20? You probably weigh like 100 pounds.
I weigh 145 pounds.
You probably wear a size 5 jeans.
I weigh 145
pounds. You're a tiny
pounds.
Little guy who wants a big gun to tote around, to go knock on people's door. Big bad guy. Come on, you've been speeding in my neighborhood. Let's chill out on that stuff,
something?
Man.
I can't believe your husband hasn't smacked your face and beat you up.
He would never do such a thing. He would never.
If the cops would give me a gun, he wouldn't be able to touch me.
Oh, so now you're going to shoot the freaking guy. Lady, thanks for your call, okay? I'm afraid if I keep you on much longer.
God, I hate that lady so very deeply.
Yeah. El Paso on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. El Paso, hello.
Oh, hello, Phil.
Yes, sir. Hi, how are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
Fine, sir.
I just want to say...
I hate that lady
so
deeply that she said that to me.
Cool it. Yes, sir?
This guy will never become a police officer with his attitude.
I want to be a LAPD more than anything that I have ever been in my life.
Well, you will never be.
How do you figure that?
Well, let's put it this way.
How do we figure that?
I was in law enforcement for 10 years here in the state of Texas. I did not work for the city police. I worked for a state agency.
Was you a ranger?
No, I was not a ranger. Would you be quiet and let me speak?
I just was going to say rangers kick ass, man.
Just let me speak, please.
Okay.
The one thing, you said you were chasing the police officer who was speeding.
Yeah.
One thing you don't realize is that frequently police officers are responding to a call, but without using their emergency equipment because it's, for example, a burglary in progress or something.
Does rangers ever chase speeders, or what do they do?
No, I don't know about the rangers. I have nothing to do with them.
Did you ever see that Walker, Texas Ranger episode? Have you ever seen that?
Will you let this guy talk?
What?
Let him talk. He's not a ranger.
I never missed that Walker, Texas Ranger. That guy kicks ass, man.
As I was trying to say, if there's a crime in progress and the officer is responding, they sometimes don't use their emergency equipment because they don't want to alert the person perpetrating the crime that they're on their way. If he hears a siren coming, he's going to get out of there, and they might have more trouble catching him. So they'd like to arrive.
That no ranger's bullcrap, though, isn't it? Wasn't that? Are you sure you was never not a ranger nor nothing?
I was not a ranger, no.
You sure you were never not a ranger nor nothing? Did you hear what he asked you?
Hey, Mr. Henry, you know, why don't you just piss off, okay? You know,
I'm going to come over there and slap your face. What do you think of that?
Come at me.
Yeah, come at you.
Well, all I can say is that there are sometimes reasons officers
drive... Nobody wants to hear the DJ correct the guest of the show. I'm the guest of the show. You're the DJ, man. Shut up.
There are reasons why officers sometimes exceed the speed limit without using their red lights and siren.
Yes, sir.
Which he doesn't take into consideration. He's not aware of all the facts.
Yeah.
And as I've said before, with his attitude and his committing these illegal acts now, he will never be an LAPD officer.
Right.
Hey, Mr. Henry, shut up, man. I'm listening to the guy talk. I never know you. You live, feel better, watch your back.
Right. Thank you, sir, for your call.
What did I say?
Here's San Antonio on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
Just shut up, Phil. Shut up, man.
I'm the host of the show.
Shut up. What,
the
lady?
The guy needs to grow up.
What do you want, man?
I want to know, what are you going to do with the gun that these police officers are supposed to issue to you? What are you going to do with it?
Go get the bad guys.
And do what with the gun?
Go get the bad guys with it, man.
You're going to shoot the speeders
as they
come through?
Hey, they wave, they lose, you know. They bust up with me, they lose.
Do you think maybe cops need to follow the Constitution and laws of the country as well?
Hey, you know what?
As everyday citizens?
You know what, lady? There's a great show where Fred Dreyer knocks the cop, the guy out, and he goes,
not real life.
You have the right to remain
silent. That is not
silent,
real life.
Man. That is so bullshit.
That is a television show.
Well,
that's make-believe.
Did you ever see
Fred
Dreyer?
They also need to have... Hello?
Did you ever... What I would do with the gun, basically, is I would shoot out a tire to slow them down.
And that could also cause the guy to lose
What
his
do you mean, shoot out a tire?
Shut up, man. I'm talking to the lady. I'm not talking to you. Hey, lady.
Hey. If you shoot out the tire of that guy's car and he loses control of the car and he runs, drives into a person's house in your neighborhood...
Whatever.
Is that... So whatever, you're trying to protect your neighborhood, so
you're going to shoot
out the tire?
If you look at NYPD Blue, the way Dennis Frazz kicks he kicks ass, okay?
Yeah, that's a television show. It's not real life.
I can shoot out the tires and crawl into the windshield.
You're out of your mind.
Shut up,
man. That is a television show.
It's not real life. It's based on reality, like cops shoot out
based
tires.
Based on?
This one time, this cop went down an elevator shaft on a rope. Okay, I've seen it all.
That's
yeah, Die Hard.
Hey, Henry, why don't you shut up, man?
How much education have you had?
I went through GED. I'm also taking body shop. And right now, I'm taking steel work.
Yeah, okay. you're great, buddy. Look, I got to go, man. Thank you very much.
Shut up, Henry.
I got to go, ma'am. Thank you. It's the Phil Henry Show.
Shut up, man.
1-800-449-8686.
Shut up.
Phil Henry Show. So this is 420 today as we conclude our program. How many of you were listening to the show stoned? Give us a call here, 1-800-449-8686. How many of you were listening to the show stoned this afternoon? How many of you of age were listening to the show stoned this afternoon? And we'll count up, though. There's two right there. I have five incoming lines. At least five people were stoned this afternoon. Like there's a legal age for being stoned, but we encourage people over the age of 7, 8, something. Look at them all calling. It's amazing you guys can dial a phone.
Bill Henry.
It's like a miracle. a big, huge sandwich, and we all gotta take a bite.
Listen to me, you lose a rhythm, and nothing falls into place. Now, only miss by a fraction. Slipped a little off your pace. The more things you get, the more you want. Just trade in one for another. Working so hard to make it easy. Wow, got to turn. Come on, turn this thing around right now. Hey, it's your tomorrow.
Okay, no.
Did you want to have a sloppy one?
Me and mine eat a little Far East tonight.
Well, you're not going to eat anything from me. I'm hardcore to the bone.
Phil Hendry.